online sales platforms, you know, allow people to, you know, save time, and it's a busy city, Beijing, lots of traffic, and having products delivered straight to home, ready for use, rather than having to sort of battle the traffic to get out and shop for your weekly goods, is what it's all about. So,
how much would I have to pay? I'm a Chinese consumer. I've clicked on and I've clicked yes, send me a couple of steaks. How much per kilo?
Yeah, they range. So, you know, I think you're seeing a lot of products that suit Chinese cuisine for, you know, other cuts, for braising and for stewing in local cuisine, and then some higher-end cuts. And, you know, some of the online platforms have, you know, sort of frozen steaks that are available, but this JD.com program is really good because it'll be the first chilled, ready-to-use product going through these online sales.
And so generally, what does meat sell for? Would this be a higher price?
Yeah, so compared to Australia, the prices are higher. Obviously, there's shipping and cold chain. I've seen product recently in a supermarket about $60 a kilo for a ribeye steak, which is quite a bit more than you'd pay in Australia. But again, there's a big range of different products. You know, majority of products sold here is probably more for local cuisine, but we are seeing an increase in, you know, steaks and you know, that type of barbecuing steak cuts that can be used here.
Michael Finucane, you now live in Beijing. Describe for me how long it takes then for the delivery, and what's the logistics of getting chilled beef to the consumer who's clicked on?
Yeah, look, there's two main methods. There's obviously air freight, which can put some extra costs into the product, but otherwise sea freight. So you can ship chilled product by sea 14 to 20 days on the water. Then it's custom cleared and goes through to the distribution warehouse. So there's either air freight, which is obviously overnight and can be done a lot quicker, or sea freight, which is quite a good way. If you've got chilled product in a container, it's it ages on the water. By the time it gets here, it's sort of at a very good point for sale.
How is it delivered?
Distributed out of a cold store into a portion plant, say, for someone supplying a retailer. So it'll be portioned up and then put into packs and then distributed through chilled trucks to the retailer.
Has any other company achieved this yet?
So this is the first time we'll be seeing this packed in Australia, chilled, ready. So the Sanger will be actually portioning it in Australia and shipping the packs over ready to be distributed. So it'll cut one side of the chain out in China. It also will give the consumers that are buying that product the confidence that we've locked in all the safety and goodness there in Australia, ready to deliver chilled to the customer here.
What security is there against any counterfeiting? Because that's pretty easy to do in China.
Yeah, so with this product, they're putting a barcode system in the shrink wrap, in the vacuum pack, so they'll be able to give the consumers confidence that they can scan that and display that it has come from Australia and it is actually, you know, first cut pure Australian beef.
We are seeing a battle here with Labor and the unions wanting the free trade agreement amended to address the complaint about Chinese labour. How worried did Andrew Robb, the trade minister, look when signing these agreements?
I think it was all positive while Mr. Robb was here, and I think that, I mean, this is critical to the beef industry and the sheep meat industry to get this tariff in this financial year, which will get us two quick tariff cuts in succession. It'll really give us an advantage, and there was a lot of talk about the benefits of the FTA and how important it is, and I think Mr. Robb was very positive about what that means to the Australian companies supplying China, so yeah, we were supporting him with that.